Our next story explores another epidemic that happened well over 200 years ago, but the themes it brings up sound all too familiar.
There's a sense of uncertainty and fear.
David Barnes teaches the history of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. He is not an expert on the Ebola outbreak. He researches past epidemics, including the public health responses. Right now, he's looking into a dark part of Philadelphia's history, the 1793 outbreak of yellow fever. We know today that yellow fever is spread by mosquitoes, but at the time, that wasn't even on the radar.
It would have been ridiculous to think that mosquitoes were part of the cause of yellow fever in 1793, simply because there are always mosquitoes in the summer in Philadelphia, and yellow fever does not always come, you know, with or without mosquitoes.
Instead, some prominent doctors were blaming a different source, and that's the subject of a little outdoor pop-up history lesson Professor Barnes hosted the other day in a parking lot in Philadelphia's Old City.
Thanks for coming. In the summer of 1793, in the space of 2 months, approximately 5,000 Philadelphians died of yellow fever. The leading theory about the origin of that epidemic was the dumping of a cargo of coffee beans on Ball's Wharf that had rotted, and the very first cases, the patients and their family members and their neighbors had been complaining for weeks about this foul odor on the wharf. Let me just read from Benjamin Rush's account of that epidemic. Mrs. Bradford had spent an afternoon in a house directly opposite to the wharf and dock, on which the putrid coffee had emitted its noxious effluvia a few days before her sickness, and had been much incommoded by it. After this consultation, I was soon able to trace all the cases of fever which I have mentioned to this source.
To better understand why people would have blamed rotting coffee, Barnes made his own batch. 50 pounds of beans spent the summer in a container in his driveway, exposed to the elements, and they became part of this history lesson.
Come on up, get a good, nice whiff, and please give us your impressions about this particular odor.
Woo! God, that's awful. I can't even think, it's so bad.
It smells a little bit like rotten sewage.
I mean, it's completely rancid. I don't know, like I'm inhaling it and I feel it sort of travel up my nasal cavity into my brain in a weird sort of way.
I get a sense of lingering vomit. Like if somebody had vomited in your room 3 days ago and nobody had cleaned it up,
I actually feel sick standing here. So to imagine that this could be the cause of a disease like yellow fever, I totally believe it.
I'm not sure we can entirely prevent misinformation. I think we can be as honest as possible about what we know and what we don't know. But there's always going to be fear and uncertainty. As long as you have a fatal disease that's essentially untreatable, you're going to have fear.
David Barnes teaches the history of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania and hosted this pop-up history lesson about yellow fever and rotting coffee. Todd Bookman produced this piece.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee.